Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We'll routine to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more than able. So many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing able. We're off the bat in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, the... So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. and the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop.
Always working to serve the turbo and the Knights of the Round Table. everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazoozradio.com. I wonder if there's too many W's in there. Huh. Anyway, several W's. Three W's. .com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. What in tarnation is that? That's crazy. Huh. Alright, well, I got something crazy happening over here. That figures. Okay. Stop. There we go. So. It's like terrible for live radio. I had the same problem yesterday. Alright, let me test something real quick here. Hello, everybody, you're listening to the news. Yep, there we go. That's me. That's working. Alright, anyway, I posted a link over there in the superchat.html petitions on the whitehouse.gov. It's crazy. I never realized this page was even there, that you could actually go to the whitehouse.gov and sign petitions. You wouldn't believe how many different crazy petitions on there. The first one up there in line says, immediately release Donald Trump's full tax returns with all information needed to verify clause compliance. I didn't even read it. There's 100,000 goal, and looks like 650,191 people signed it. And then there's one about Divestor put in a blind trust all of president business financial assets. 100,000 goal, it looks like 216,161 signed it. Preserve the National Endowment for the Arts and National Endowment for Humanities. 100,000 goal, and it looks like 184,000 signed it. And let's see, here's one. This is interesting. Donald Trump resigned as President of the United States in violation of emoluments. That's that word again. EMOLUMENTS clause, release your tax returns. 100,000 goal and 112,055 signed it. Anyway, there's a lot of crazy stuff all over. There's all kinds of doggone petitions for everything under the sun here. So, man, this just isn't ever going to stop. This whole anti-Trump and protesting and all this craziness it isn't going to stop. Regardless of what you think of President Trump, you got the younger generation now putting videos out talking about doggone civil war. You know, I wonder if these folks really understand the implications of a real civil war. I wonder if they're willing to watch their friends and family die in a civil war. You know, I just sit back. I'm in amazement of how crazy this world has become, and it's really obnoxious to sit by and listen to people just shout out the craziest stuff and some of the signs at the protest and, you know, the media biased, and the media still doing what the media's always been doing, is still propagandizing and lying and putting out fake news and all that kind of jazz while accusing everybody else of doing fake news. Meanwhile, the rest of the world, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. 650 whales wash ashore in New Zealand. Somebody might want to ask why the heck that's happening. You know, you get birds falling out of the sky in some places. You got fish dying off. You got craziness going on around the world. People always trying to fight with each other. There's few people out there in this world that are on radio networks such as this one right here, trying to make an attempt to speak some common sense into the world. And I don't know, man. Yesterday I was getting pretty discouraged about the whole alternative energy. Today I'm kind of discouraged about the whole state of the world kind of deal. It just doesn't seem like you really get anywhere. No matter how hard you try or what common sense you try to say, and when you try to talk to the youth today, you can't keep their attention very long. It just don't make no sense. It just doesn't make any sense at all. I don't know where the rest of the nights are today. They're probably sleeping in, or maybe they just gave up. Out fighting dragons or something. So this particular radio show is pretty much like I'm flying by myself again. Anyway, without sounding like I'm preaching to the choir, which sometimes I feel like I'm doing anymore, this stuff about sign going on there to sign petitions to try to get the now president to resign, or how are you ever going to get anything fixed in this world if everybody's continuously feuding about stuff? It just doesn't stop. It's mind-blowing for me. I don't get it. I honestly really don't want to be doing this today. I honestly really don't want to be on talking about the world and events. Because I got a feeling that nobody cares. Doesn't matter anymore. It's, with all the stuff that came out via WikiLeaks on Clinton, she's still out there in the headlines. She's still out there doing things. It's she really broke the law, and there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? No justice or whatever. And what's the point? The average Joe goes to jail for doing less? Politicians? Big name brand? Been around forever. Everybody knows their name. Basically like celebrities. Never go to jail for breaking the law. The scales of justice are out of whack. CNN actually cut off Bernie Sanders because he told CNN that they were fake news, and they shut him off. CNN basically said that using the fake news, calling journalists fake news, is the most offensive thing you can say, and then basically equated it to a racial term when you're going to call CNN fake news. Well, they spent a lifetime or sitting there lying to people, and when they got called on it, when the propaganda was caught red-handed, what did they expect? That everybody like wanted to still watch CNN, knowing that CNN was biased and lying to people? Doesn't matter. You can go to Fox News and they got a bias too. You go to any of the mainstream news media and they're all biased. They're for their own further agenda. And honestly, I don't know what's going on in this world anymore. I don't know whether or not any of this stuff is real or whether it's not. I got people, got me even questioning my own faith. So, I feel like there's been this, the secret deal going on to try to mess with people's brains and, essentially brainwash or whatever. And I feel like if there is a secret government agency out there that's trying to basically freak you out, they did a good job with me, because I have no idea what's real or what's not anymore as far as world events. You got the people out there talking about the flat earth versus the round earth. That's a whole deal in itself. You got so many different events occurring or not occurring, well, depending on, I don't know, unless you could get in the car or some sort of vehicle and go to each one of these scenes and actually see for yourself whether or not anything's really happening. I mean, to this day, there's supposedly protests going on all over the United States protesting Donald Trump. Never seen this before in my life, even with Obama. Never seen this ridiculousness of protesting and smashing stuff and all this craziness. When in reality, they're not going to get him out of there. And they shouldn't get him out of there. He was rightfully elected to be president. But if they are somehow or another successful in getting him ousted out of office, then you know what kind of dangerous precedents that's going to set. That means that any future president from this point on, if somebody don't like him, if the masses don't like him, then they can just throw a temper tantrum and act like a bunch of childish, immature little children and throw a fit, sign a petition on whitehouse.gov, and get the president kicked out. Mob rules, man. Preserve the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for Humanities. Demand Trump administration add LGBT rights, climate change, and civil rights back to the list of issues on whitehouse.gov. 100,000 goal and 67,791 signed it, supposedly. Let's break that down. Demand Trump administration add LGBT rights. That's one. Why is there a label of people out there that you got to add these rights to? Whatever happened to the rights for all the people? And climate change. Apparently there's 67,791 ridiculously stupid people in this world. 67,791 people supposedly signed this, and there's a 100,000 goal to get this petition through. I'm just dumbfounded. And then it says, and civil rights back to the list of issues. Civil rights. As if there ain't no civil rights in this world. In the United States, there ain't no civil rights. They demand Trump administration add LGBT rights, climate change, and civil rights back to the list of issues on whitehouse.gov site. That stuff make my head hurt, man. I don't think anybody out there should be discriminated against. And I believe everybody should have rights. But none of this is helpful. If you're really trying to get something serious accomplished, this isn't helpful. Who, you know, the anti-Trumpers, you gotta give them one thing, that what's the word I'm looking for? Perseverance, stick-to-itiveness. Donald Trump resigned as president of the United States in violation of the Emoluments Clause, release your tax returns. Look. There hasn't been no president out there in the United States that wasn't at least slightly wealthy. Period. It's been the rich folks that have run the government ever since the government got started. It wasn't the average Joe, the farmer, that got elected as president to be the leader of the free world. It was always the rich people out there. And I don't care whether on the Democrat side or the Republican side, it's always been the same thing. You know, money and power gets you noticed. You know, I'm just an average Joe, and I have a heck of a time trying to get a message across to the world. Go sign this petition. I'm like one person out of 656,191 that signed one petition just to get tax returns shown. There's a lot of I don't know what the do not defund NEA or NEH. I'm not even sure what those are, but 101,230 signed that one. And here's one. Restore and maintain accurate science-based information on climate change to White House website. 100,000 goal, 31,225 signed it so far. Restore and maintain accurate science-based information on climate change. Now, my question on that one right there is going to be like, when they talk about restore and maintain accurate science on there about climate change, is that going to be the left view of climate change, or is that going to be a full disclosure from all the different scientists, the ones that disagree as well? Or is it just going to be a propaganda for the WhiteHouse.gov so that the youth can come up there and they'll read it and say, oh no, we got climate change, the world's going to burn up. When in reality, it's all a big hockahooey. It's all a big tax scam, a Ponzi scheme, in order to steal money from the average Joe with fear tactics. I'm sorry, you may be a nice individual, but if you believe in climate change, man-made because of carbon emissions, you didn't pay attention in science class. Period. And it's ridiculous. We're wasting government time and money and space putting these crazy petitions. I'm going to start a petition up there. I'm going to say, bring common sense back to America. You know? You can go to this link and you can start your own petition. Alright? There's a link right at the top of there. You can sign a petition or you can create a petition. Petition the White House on the issue that matters to you. So I'm going to go start a petition. Bring common sense back to the USA. Man. So, you know, as I look down through subscriptions in my feed or whatever, and I see some of the crazy stuff that's going on out there, I have to kind of sit back and ask myself, what if any of this do I believe? Ninth Circuit Court opposes Trump's ban and would allow a 9/11 terrorist to sue America. Let me try to read that again. Ninth Circuit Court opposes Trump's ban but would allow a 9/11 terrorist to sue America. Not, I don't get it, man. Nowadays, if a burglar comes in your house to steal your property, you can't just up and shoot them. And if you do, you're going to go to jail. But let's say hypothetically you don't shoot them. Hypothetically you just sit back and you say, "Hey, how's it going, Mr. Burglar? How's things going? You know, just take what you need and I'll see you later. Just don't hurt nobody." And then in the process, because you're all calm, you scared the crud out of this dude. And he runs, falls down your stairs and trips over a kid's toy or a loose railing or whatever, falls down the stairs and breaks his leg, and then he gets a judgment against you in court after hiring an attorney to sue you for negligence. First off, common sense would say, well, what in the heck was he doing in the house to begin with? He never would have broke his leg and fell down the stairs if he hadn't been in my house. Now, I didn't invite him in, but it doesn't matter. You got to have property insurance on your house so that if anybody on your property or whatever land, so that if anybody gets hurt on your land, they can sue your insurance company. This world is upside down. And some of these people out there that supposedly teachers in the schools today are just ridiculous. It's just, somebody said Harvard professor who taught Obama and Michelle should have been president. Taught the Obamas and said Michelle should have been president. Hey. Yeah. What a world. So we got fake news, and we got 650 whales washing ashore in New Zealand, and we got like a Fukushima leak over there, and the oceans are dying, and the glaciers are melting, and all this craziness going on. And I couldn't tell you honestly. I couldn't tell you honestly whether or not any of this is really happening, or whether this is like a psychological mind screw of epic proportions. So honestly, I don't even want to be doing this today. I don't even want to be talking about the world. I shout, there's over 215, let me see. Take a look here. Clicking over here to the podcast section for the Knights of the Round Table. Alright. So, on the Knights of the Round Table, there is over... there's 214 podcasts on the Knights of the Round Table. This is number 215 today. And the longer this goes on, the more discouraged I get. The more frustrated I get. Right down at the bottom, near 214, is a picture that I talked about last week about the little baby that over there in Africa that lady was feeding water, and they took to the hospital and they had to pull parasites and worms out of him, give this baby blood transfusion. But a year later, this baby's all healthy and wearing a little backpack and a little red jumper suit, and he looks good. See, now that's what the whole purpose was all about, is getting active and making miracles like that happen. That's the only reason why I'd even want to put myself through this issue, is to try to get people motivated to do stuff like that. It's just almost impossible to talk common sense to people who've already got their mind made up that things aren't going to be their way, then they're going to show their rear until they get what they want. And so, that's where the frustration comes in. Because it's a never-ending cycle. Every single time you think you got something situated, it just comes back around again. We got a new president of the United States, and we need to support that president if we're going to have a country. Because we ain't supporting a president, at least give him the opportunity to do the work that he got elected to do. And all we're doing is protesting each other, rioting in the streets. You know, there was a conspiracy out there said that there was a one world government on the way. There's a secret society trying to divide and conquer the United States. The enemies within and the enemies out, basically taking the country down from the inside out. And so, these folks out there arguing all these crazy, supposedly, issues, or lack thereof, out there protesting, burning down their own communities, and basically giving on a silver platter over their freedom to the power structure. The same one that indoctrinated them, and the same ones that are, you know, not looking out for their best interests, and the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And I listen to all the different views of it, both sides of the story. And you would be surprised how many people out there will literally repeat verbatim what they heard on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and even Fox News. All the major medias. They sound like parakeets or mockingbirds or whatever. They will repeat almost to the letter of what they heard on TV or even the radio for that matter as fact. And some folks actually do it and sound a little bit educated while they're doing it, like they've done a little bit of research on it. When in reality, they didn't do no research on it. They just took the lazy way out. They heard it on the news. They heard it on the internet. They heard it on the radio, and so it must be true. With that type of mentality, you wonder how things get spread far and wide and get people to sign petitions on the doggone internet, on the White House website. Donald Trump resigned as president of the United States. 112,055 stupid people signed that. You're going to keep on dividing your country on political and racial lines? You know, it's like that boy who cried wolf story. This whole entire thing is like that. You keep calling somebody a racist and a homophobe and a xenophobe and all these different phobes or whatever. You keep calling them that, and they know they're not. And you continue to keep on grinding on them. If you don't vote the way I want you to vote, or if you don't believe the way I want you to believe, then I'm going to label you a racist, homophobe, xenophobe, and all that. And then you go out there in public and you talk to these folks that are protesting, and they repeat verbatim the same doggone stuff. Oh, you voted for Trump, you must be one of them racists. You don't even know me, man. Seriously. You don't know my heritage. You don't know nothing. You just know what you heard on the news. And from all these celebrities out there that have a mental illness that are just basically destroying the nation. You had one of... What the heck was her name? Disgusting lady. I can't even remember. Was it Madonna? I don't know. One of them out there, not Lady Gaga. I don't even know which one it was anymore. I don't even care. One of them talking about blowing up the White House. Now, Seemed like your average Joe would have got a call from the, or a visit from the Secret Service for saying that. But a celebrity, no, you get on there, you can say that. That's freedom of speech when a celebrity says it, but it's a threat to national security when average Joe says it. So we got this, like, this rule book that's different for depending on who you are, what your status in financial or in the government is. You got a different set of rules. Now, see, if you talk about assassinating the president, then you get a visit from the Secret Service. But if somebody tweets out a bunch of like stuff like that, and they're a celebrity or whatever, and jokes about it, nah, no big deal. It'll make the news. Everybody's like, well, you know, he shouldn't be saying that stuff. No, really, he shouldn't be saying that stuff. And he should get a visit from the Secret Service if that's what he's saying. He ain't supposed to threaten the President of the United States. He ain't supposed to threaten anybody for that matter. But this social media out here has gone completely berserk. You got, depending on which site you're on, you got a bias where they'll literally come out there and, you know, block things that they don't believe in, promote things that they do believe in. So you got to look and watch and see what's getting banned and what isn't getting banned on which social, and you'll be able to know by what's being done on that site whether or not the person is a liberal or conservative or whatever. There, in some instances, just a flat out nutcase. And so the social media and the information war out there. And it even goes to Alex Jones and all the different ones like that, because you don't even know whether or not he's telling the truth. He might be there just part of the show. They all might be there as part of the show. I can tell you for a fact that I'm not part of the show, because I don't agree with either side. And I'm not getting anything but craziness going on my side. Like, you ain't mainstream media, so you just need to shut it. Know your place and shut your face. That's the way it works. So you can go over there to White House Gov petitions, and you can find out what everybody's petitioning the government for, and, or you can start your own petition if you're, you know, in the U.S. Some of these might not even be, some people that sign these petitions might not even be in the U.S. Might just be people around the world that just wanted to, you know, they didn't like Trump. They don't like Trump because Trump don't bow to their will, you know. I don't know. All I know is I got to sit back and watch and see what happens before I start protesting over it. And the rest of the world should be vigilant and watch and get the facts straight before they start protesting. And for the youth out there in the United States, if you're thinking you're going to go start a second civil war, you're a fool. In the first civil war, very few people even fought in the first civil war. And it wasn't modern day technology and arms involved. It was weapons that, for the most part, had to be hand-loaded, single-shot, and weren't as accurate as modern-day technology. And you could pretty much tell who was on your side by the uniform that they were wearing. But a second Civil War is going to be a whole lot different than that. It's going to be a Vietnam scenario of biblical proportions. So you're not going to know where to go, where not to go, where to be safe, or where not to be safe. You're not even going to know who the enemy is until they already got you. They're not going to come marching up in a nifty little order, or, you know, wearing the same uniforms and doing you wrong. No, you're not going to know. with all the different diversities of all the different gangs and motorcycle gangs and clubs and stuff like that. The second Civil War in the United States would be, it'd be the end of the United States, period. The government would lose control. The militaries would get violent to the people. The military would actually split in two separate factions, those who want to fight against the people and those who don't. Those who want to fight for the people. And so the longer it went on, the worse things would get. My recommendation for anybody out there who wants to know what a second Civil War would look like would be to go out there and watch the series Jericho from start to finish. Watch every episode and ask yourself the tough question of whether or not you and your family would want to live in a world like that. Because in reality, that would probably be the best case scenario, what happened in that video, as opposed to the worst case scenario, the possibilities of what also could happen. I can just plainly say that it's not going to be a pretty episode at all. No ifs, ands, or buts. And so while you're out there protesting the overthrow of your government, you just think about that. Over there in the Middle East, they've been fighting over there for a couple thousand years. A long time they've been fighting. And they're still fighting. They ain't found no resolution. And you ain't going to know who your real enemy is, because for the most part, everybody dresses alike over there. Yeah, so I need to start a petition on White House website. I need to start a petition to bring common sense back to the world. Back to the USA. Because if everything out there that's portrayed, whether it be the alternative media or the mainstream media, if everything out there is true, if there's fish dying off and hundreds of whales beaching themselves and birds falling out of the sky and pollution in every direction, then we're literally living in the beginning of the apocalypse, man. The beginning of the end. We're literally living in the last days. And somebody got to start steering this boat in a different direction. That was the hopes of the Knights of the Round Table, in order to try to start to spread the word and common sense and hope and solutions to the world. To steer this boat in a completely different direction than where it's going. Now, I don't know if we reach enough people out there. I don't know if enough people are, you know, even concerned. At this point in the game, I don't even know if this is really happening. I know that sounds crazy, but I might not even be sitting here right now. This world is so incredibly jacked up. And when you begin to question your own faith, and you begin to question your own reality, the folks out there pulling the strings and saying and doing the things that they do to people to see how far that they can push them before they snap, surely there ain't that many stupid people in the world. But maybe I'm wrong. What does LGBT rights and climate change have to do with each other? And bring back civil rights? I never knew civil rights gone anywhere. A man gets in office, hadn't even been there for very long, and already being bombarded Of course, I know they give her Obama a reaction, but I never knew about this site, so I never had the opportunity to come here to see how many people had a petition for him to get kicked out of the presidency. Somehow or another, he made it through a second term, so maybe there was a whole bunch of people wanting to keep him around for a second. But 67,791 people, according to this, cross this path and sign this petition. From what I understand, these petitions are like 30-day petitions, and then they expire. If you reach your goal of 100,000, then the government will look at it. If not, then you got to redo a petition. Try it again. Calling for Trump's resignation. He's been called everything under the sun. Some of the conspiracy people think that he is like a Manchurian candidate, and he's here to, you know, it's all a part of the show, you know, the puppet show. And you go talk to some hardcore conspiracy theorists, some folks have been down inside the Matrix, went down the rabbit hole too deep and been down there for years, then they're going to tell you there's a secret society out there that's behind all this stuff, and they're going to tell you that, you know, it's Illuminati, it's the Freemasons, it's this, it's that. But for the most part, I don't fear the secret society's nowhere near as much as the idiotic liberal that's out there burning down his own community. There's a petition, repeal Muslim immigration ban, executive order protecting the nation from foreign terrorist entry into the United States. 610 out of 100,000 had signed that one. Release voter fraud data investigation. 603 people signed it out of 100,000. 100,000 is the goal. Oh my. So there's also one up there about hemp. I saw it earlier, but I can't find it again. So go over to whitehouse.gov and sign some petitions. So you can get something done. It's hard to get things done when people in this world are acting the way they do. Here's one. Says, make the U.S. the world's leader in combating climate change. 517 signed it. I'm so sick and tired of climate change. I'm gonna go to sign a petition that says outlaw the word climate change, outlaw the word global warming and climate disruption and whatever it's going to be next week when the math don't add up. Got a lot of ridiculousness going on. So, there it is, folks. There is the future of humanity. The answer to all the problems. Go sign all these bans and or petitions and get the president to resign and so the next guy in line or gal or whoever's going to do a great job for you. I'm clicking off of this because I'm no longer interested in petitions on whitehouse.gov. I don't even know what to say anymore. I usually so passionate about the issues of the world and trying to get things resolved. Watched a video just the other day. Venezuelans killing flamingos and anteaters to stave off starvation. So, starvation. Where's that? To stave off hunger amid mounting food crisis. Venezuelans killing flamingos and anteaters to stave off hunger amid mounting food crisis. So apparently over there in Venezuela, there's a lot of stuff going on over there too. And people are killing pink flamingos to eat. Looks like chicken. I don't know whether it tastes like chicken. It's hard to say. But that's just something else that's in the headlines out there of the feed that is provided for me specifically because of whatever I've watched in the past. And what it thinks I want to see. But honestly, once again, I could not tell you, honestly, whether any of this stuff is real or not. I don't know. I have no idea. And I probably never will know. Probably never will. Maybe in some afterlife when somebody jumps out of the closet or from behind the curtain and says, "Aha, the joke was on you. This is where you're at now." So, I don't know, man. Just don't know. Liberal news is worth less than... Oh, boy, I ain't reading that one. Liberal news, fake news. There's a video out there. Called Dear White People. It's supposedly on Netflix. Black Revenge Fantasy Series. I don't know if I read that right. Dear White People, Netflix, Black Revenge Fantasy Series. It's crazy. All of this stuff is just crazy. So I don't know whether or not any of it's real. I don't know if it's all just a dog and pony show. I don't know who the heroes are. I'm supposedly told who the villains are. And starting to wonder if it ain't all some sort of psychological game just to mess with people's head. I'm taking a music break. You're listening to the Knights. Listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html. Anyway, the song said the world is full of kings and queens that blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It's on and on. It's heaven and hell. The battle between good and evil rages on, and it continues to get more bizarre by the day, by the second sometimes, depending on where you're looking on the World Wide Web. You never know what to expect next. Just when you think you've seen it all, something else comes by. So, we got this battle between good and evil supposedly occurring in the world. We've got all these tragedies and things going on out there in the world. And when folks step to the forefront and they decide to, you know, try to speak some common sense, say, hey, you know, let's fix this. If this is a problem, let's get it done. Climate change in itself, global warming, all that craziness, that's been an ongoing issue since I was 9 years old. Think about that. I'm 51 years old now. It's not a new subject. How long does it take for doomsday to get here via climate change? And when it stopped talking about the world heating up, it started talking about the world cold, getting cold, because they had to explain why there was 20 inches of snow on my driveway when they were telling me about global warming. So it didn't work that way. So they had to modify it. Some scientists were saying that we were going into a mini ice age, which has happened in the past. It's been through history. But nonetheless, the climate change scare continues. We got things over in our country called sanctuary cities. Or if you're an illegal alien and you can make it to that city, then you're not going to get deported. But if you're not going to enforce the law evenly across the board, then you should just get rid of the law, period. Earlier I mentioned how different classes of people, whether financial or be it whatever their position is in government, gives them certain membership privileges, such as the law doesn't apply to them like it would apply to you. You got thousands of dollars, you can get by with a lot of stuff. Yeah, you don't have to obey the law if you're wealthy enough. So you got high dollar attorneys that can show you all the loopholes and stuff. But the American people came out en masse and they elect Donald Trump, and suddenly America's taking a step back. We're supposedly going to be all racist because we got this man in office. Now, the petition already trying to get him out of office. You know, even the coverage is like one-sided. When the whole episode of Obama's birth certificate came about, all you was a racist because you wanted to know, is he really a citizen of the U.S.? And somewhere along that line, the natural born citizen portion got lost, where, you know, you had to have two parents that were citizens of the United States to become president of the United States. So, somewhere along the line, the actual deal got lost. Nonetheless, years later, after his term's already up, and they finally come out that, yeah, with hardcore proof that at least the document that they presented as his birth certificate was a forgery, which is a crime. Still nothing. And you're still a racist and a conspiracy theorist for trying to say anything different. But somebody literally committed a crime by putting this document and presenting it as a real document on the government website. But that law don't apply to presidents or congressmen or senators or people in the media or people in the doggone industry for entertainment. It only applies to you. You, the people. And you got tons and tons of knuckleheads supposedly out there tearing down their doggone own communities and creating a ruckus. When you look at the police out there and how they're dressed for combat, and then you look behind them and you see the other ones that look like basically National Guard troops, and you think back about all the stuff that Alex Jones said and everything that the conspiracy world been talking about, a police state. And you're sitting here watching it. It's no longer a conspiracy theory, because you got these guys that are basically militarized. They got shields on and clubs, and they're going down through crowds and pepper spraying people and arresting people. And these people are protesting and supposedly peacefully. But I think it's kind of not peaceful whenever you got a ski mask on and a stick or a rock in your hand. That don't look peaceful to me. But keep in mind, this is all stuff that I've seen out here on my feed on the internet. Could be everything that's in my feed, subscriptions and stuff like that, is stuff that was fed to me because of questions I asked or videos I looked up or watched or whatever. And so if this is a psychological mind screw, they got me over the barrel, because now I'm to the point right now where I don't even know what's what. I'm questioning my own faith sometimes. And sometimes it's really painful to even talk to other individuals, because they got their own perception of what life is about, and it doesn't always match up with mine. We're trying to prove our case or disprove our case one way or another, trying to get a grip on what reality is all about. This stuff that's been going on, it's been going on for a long time, but it just seems like today, here in the here and now, there are things that are occurring in society that I don't remember happening before. I don't remember seeing such a push to try to get one person out of office. See, when Obama was in office for the two terms, even though there were things done and said that not even the liberals would agree, never once did they talk bad about him. Even though there was a document that was literally forged that was placed on a government website as proof of citizenship or birth, that turned out to be proven, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a fake document that was placed up there. Now, common sense would say that if somebody broke the law, and this is a serious deal, that we could have potentially had a foreign basically a Manchurian candidate in there to try to do as much damage to our country as possible, you would think that the next step would be the mainstream media and the people would want to get to the bottom of it. But maybe it was all a dog and pony show to begin with. Maybe the whole Trump episode and all the protests, I don't know. I can't say, because all I got is the information that is out there, and it's not trustworthy information. It's not trustworthy when it comes from the mainstream media. It's not trustworthy when it comes from the alternative media. There are certain people that I listen to that I trust more than others. But as far as information, I got to find out where they got their information, because if they got their information from the same source everybody else has been propagandized to believe, pitting all these different beliefs against each other, pitting all the governments and people against people, is what these individuals, the notorious they people, have been doing. I don't know who they are, but we hear about they all the time. They did this, or they're up to that. Who are they? Who's the people behind the scenes? Who's the man behind the curtain that's pushing all this stuff? There's actually a petition somewhere on the White House website to arrest George Soros. A whole lot of people rush out to sign that one if they knew about it. That's how I found out about this website, was because I stumbled on a video in my feed that said that there's a petition out there to put an international arrest warrant out for George Soros, the guy that's paying all the protesters in different nations to destabilize the nation. That's the difference between money and not having money. You can afford, because you're a billionaire, you can afford to go around and create whatever ruckus you want and pretty much guide society in the direction you want to go in. Start off a war so you can depopulate, because you believe that depopulation is the best go for humanity. For those people out there who believe in depopulation and that the world is overpopulated, I really feel sorry for you. And at the same sense, I'm frustrated at you. Because you bought the propaganda hook, line, and sinker. You bought the lie. And it is a lie. This world could sustain 9 times the population of what it's got right now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. When nature finally has a problem with how many animals or how many of any species is out there, when nature finally has a problem, nature always balances itself out. And if humans got too abundant, nature would put something in the way, disease or whatever, and it'd be sorted out and balanced out back down to its natural spot. See, for those people out there who love the Earth and Mother Earth and all this, you don't give the Earth enough credit. You think that man is more powerful than Mother Goddess Earth or whatever, Gaia. Yeah, you know, I lean a different direction whenever it goes to faith or spiritual beliefs, but that's neither here nor there. I'm saying that this earth is powerful. This earth is a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions. And when nature doesn't like something, nature balances it back out. Nature is in control. Mankind is not. Mankind is a fragile species out here on this planet that it has it in their head that they are so powerful that they can destroy something that is vast as the Earth itself. Sure, we can make it a living hell for ourselves, and we can literally annihilate ourselves. We can ensure our own extinction. But we ain't going to do nothing to this planet that this planet can't resolve once we're gone. Once we poison all of our water and kill off all of our wildlife, this planet will clean itself back up. As if we never even existed. If the evolutionists are right, and we all came from microbes in the sea, then that situation will repeat itself as long as this Earth is still doing what it does. As long as the sun is still going and the chemistry is still mixing up, long after humanity has killed themselves off. If the evolutionists are right, 500 years after man, you won't even know that we were ever even here, with the exception of maybe some really fancy rocks that were put out there in strange places and made of strange materials. You won't even know we were here. Nature will clean house, everything will be degraded back into its natural state, and nature will do what nature does best. Whoever or whatever created this earth had brilliance of epic proportions. Knew that we weren't going to be responsible enough to get along with one another, so we were going to have wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and robbing and raping and looting and pillaging and rioting and protesting. So with that said, we're not going to have the time to be out there maintaining our properties and taking care of nature, so better fix it up so that nature takes care of itself, otherwise, we wouldn't have lasted this long. Period. So for those of you out there who profess to love the earth and want to save the earth, you have to understand that the earth itself is in charge or not. Mankind will kill off mankind. Mankind will pollute and mankind will basically wipe out every species on this planet. And then if the evolutionists are correct, a million years later, guess what? Mankind will be back. And just repeating it all over again. There's an old saying that gets obnoxious after a while. If you hear it for a while, Pete and Repeat were in a boat and Pete fell out, who'd be left? Try that sometime. And keep saying that over and over. Pete and Repeat were in a boat and Pete fell out, who'd be left? That's what we're doing. That's literally what we're doing here in this world. Now, even though I fully believe that once mankind's gone, if evolutionists are correct, then we'll be back again someday and we'll probably be having different wars and different histories and stories. But nonetheless, if we keep going down the same doggone road like that, they would just wipe themselves out again. And if you were the creator of the universe and you saw that mankind was just probably one of your worst inventions ever, because they always repeated the same thing, they'd get too cocky and start tearing up the planet and themselves, and they'd kill themselves off and the planet would heal itself and go on again, try it over. But at some point, we got to get it right. And this could very well be the last chance to get it right. At some point, we got to stop protesting the name like a president and start protesting the hypocrisy and the ludicrousy of the stupidity that is running amok throughout the entire world. We got to start finding the voices of reason and common sense to bring them to the table and actually get things accomplished, to lead by example and teach the world how to do things, because I know that all over this planet there are enlightened ones that are sitting there in the darkness that are waiting to put their piece of the puzzle on the table, to put their message out there. You may be that one. There's a huge awakening going on in the world. But if they're distracted, and the world is distracted, then they can never come together and do what they need to do. We shouldn't be spending so much time worrying about whether this president is going to do his job or not. We should keep an eye on the deal. But in the same sense, all your energies focused on trying to get somebody out of the office before they ever even did the job. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Snaggly Whiplash has got his hand in the cookie jar. Babies are starving all over the planet, and there's people in war zones and children in misery. And we haven't stopped it. Alternative energy, alternative medicine. I can't tell you how many times in just this last month alone that I've heard people talking about how people are dying of cancer, how they're going through chemotherapy and their hair's falling out and they're sick. And we ain't resolved it yet. We haven't resolved it. I want to save the planet too, but I know the planet will save itself with or without us. But I'd like to do it with us, you know. I would like to work in harmony with nature, and that way nature will smile on us and we'll smile on nature, and everybody will live happily ever after, like the utopia or heaven on earth, so to speak. And we can. We've got the technology to do so. We have every single answer to every single question out there. We could really, seriously, literally fix this mess. In the alternative energy community, there is enough information out there right now to build perfect generating systems that will work in perfect harmony with nature. We don't need to pollute the planet in order to survive and enjoy the luxuries we've got. We don't need to fight over wars or oil. We don't need to have wars over oil or resources. The earth is abundant. If you're one of those people who believe that we're actually going to run out of water, you ain't been paying attention to science. You've been paying attention to the indoctrination befalled upon you, gave to you, or whatever, or stuck on you, whatever. You've been paying attention to those folks, the doomsdayers, the naysayers. The earth is 3/4 covered in water. There is absolutely no possible way outside of some sort of divine intervention or cataclysmic crash between another planet and ours that would ever make us run out of water. It's not going to happen. It is scientifically impossible for us to run out of water. And I've been called some filthy things for saying that, because people say, we're talking about fresh water, fool. Fresh water. Okay, let's talk about fresh water. Over there in Dubai, the place where they had the ingenuity and the engineering to not only build skyscrapers, they built the land that the skyscrapers are on. They built huge desalination plants that are pumping water all the way up hundreds of feet into the air and using gravity fed to come back down, and everybody has a shower and fresh water to drink. So tell me, fool. And if you're standing next to the ocean and dying of thirst, then you didn't pay attention in school. Plain and simple. Look, I'm putting a call out to all the environmentalists out there, all the people who want to save the whales and save the trees and save the planet. I'm calling you out. Join me on the Knights of the Round Table. Let's get this resolved. Otherwise, it's just talk. Tell the people on your social media networks, hey, before you go out and protest, come over here and sit down at the table. Let's sort it out. Let's get the best bang for your buck, so to speak, when you're out protesting. First off, don't go stand there and look stupid with a Save the Tree sign that's made out of a wooden stick and paper, because you're making yourself look ridiculous and you're not getting nothing accomplished. Would it not be better to go out and plant a tree instead of protest and save the trees with a wooden stick and a paper sign? And if you do feel the need to protest with the paper stick and the wooden sign, at least make sure it's got that little recycled emblem on it or something. Or plastic. Of course, then you're going to make the plastic people mad, because, that's clogging up the doggone landfills. Well, I hate to tell you this. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but not even plastic can survive nature. Not even radioactive material can survive nature. There is nothing, absolutely nothing whatsoever, that nature cannot deteriorate and put back into its natural state. See, the only part while I'm credence or give you credit for anything that you're complaining about is the fact that humans, we the people, the humans and the animals, don't have the time for nature to clean it back up the way it was before. We should be assisting in that process to help nature out. But, nonetheless, when we kill off every single species on this planet, including ourselves, if the evolutionists are correct and science is correct, then this planet will heal itself and we'll be back again. Just not the same people. And hopefully not making the same doggone mistakes. So if you love the Earth, if you claim that the Earth is the God, if you claim that the Earth is the Mother, then respect the Mother enough to understand that the Mother is in control. You're not. Mankind is not. What you should be worrying about is not the Earth being destroyed. What you should be worrying about is the people on this Earth being destroyed, because once the people are gone, the Earth will clean up the mess. The chemistry's there. Everything's working the way it was. 4 to 5 billion years ago, they said the sun started shining on the Earth. It's according to science. And so for 4 to 5 billion years, the Earth has been putting energy out to the Earth, and the Earth has been doing what the Earth does, whether you believe it's flat or round or concave or convex or dodecahedron, it don't matter. The Earth has been doing what the Earth has been doing for 4 to 5 billion years, according to science. The chemistry's all the same. We're all carbon-based life forms. And so when you die, you get absorbed back into the same system that recycles all everything. According to physics, energy can neither be created nor can it be destroyed. So where is your body? Where is your soul? Where is you? Well, you're out there somewhere. Maybe in the belly of a worm. Who knows? You might be a tree next go around. Hard saying. But until mankind gets it right, it's just going to be the same thing. Pete and Repeat were in a boat and Pete fell out. Who'd be left? But don't think yourself so powerful that you can literally destroy the Earth, because you can't. You don't have that power. And thankfully, whoever designed this Earth designed it in a manner in which it does exactly what it does. There's no chemical that man, no material that man has ever built that nature cannot deteriorate. Everything. The only ones out here who are getting screwed is us. That's it. The planet... if you want to save the planet, you're going to save the planet because it's going to save you in the long run. It's going to save the animals in the long run. But the planet? That planet don't need us. The planet never needed us. We'll go back to where we came from. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, all that kind of jazz. We'll become part of the system again. We might even feed the fishes. Who knows? So it's people that need to be enlightened. It's people that need to be saved. I'm trying to tell you, we got everything we need right now to literally solve all the issues of this world. Right now. We got it all. And it's just a matter of whether or not we can bring people to the table to do so. Protesting and burning down your own community. I mean, you're sitting there protesting rights and climate change and all that, and you're burning down and you're putting all those carbon emissions and toxic waste into the atmosphere around. That's hypocritical. It's stupid. You're just polluted the planet you claim to love. Now, if the liberal agenda is for everyone to be free, but yet you're willing to step over somebody else's freedom in order to get your freedom? How does that make you any different than what you said they were? It's a simple concept, folks. You know, the whole do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. It applies to not just people, but it applies to animals, it applies to the earth. Treat the earth the way you want to be treated. You know? We can utilize materials, we can mine the earth and use different stuff. And once we're done with it, natural, put it back where it belongs. You know, about the best thing we could do is build little shacks or caves or stuff like that. But when nature wants that cave back, nature will take that cave back. It's as simple as that. The earth is in charge. We're not. We can kill each other off, and we can kill all of the species on this planet. We can wipe it all out. But if science is correct, and energy can neither be created nor destroyed, we'll be back. Just might look a little different next time. Who knows? Evolution might take a different turn. We might remain monkeys, and it'll be the planet of the apes. We'll build things and discover things again billion years later, and the cycle will repeat itself. And even if this entire planet got completely obliterated, completely turned into dust, all of the pieces of this would go out into the world, the universe, the galaxies, and become part of the system out there. And guess what? You might be attached to one of those rocks and might be the first microbe on the new planet somewhere else, if science is correct. You might be the beginning of evolution on a planet millions and millions and trillions of light years away. But nonetheless, you're still there. So hopefully you carry with you some common sense. And you teach your planet, the next one you come to, how to work in harmony with the system as opposed to against it. Supposedly we've got governments out there that represent us to keep things in order and to take care of things and make sure everybody's safe and fed and have everything they need. Some folks think the planet needs to be depopulated, which in my mind, that's insane. I'm sitting here telling you that this planet could withstand 9 times the population that it's got right now. There's 9 billion people on the earth right now. And even with that many more people on there, once nature gets tired of things not going right, then nature will balance itself back out and we'll be down to the maximum. The last thing we should be worried about is the earth. But I'm saying, to appease the masses, to appease those who don't understand, I'm telling you, we have everything necessary to literally work in harmony with nature. We can make this place look beautiful. We can make it so that people don't have to go through chemotherapy and lose their hair and be miserable for the duration of the rest of their life. We got the things that we need. We got the medicines out there. Everything that we need has been provided for us. If you don't like my religious views, then don't worry about it. If you don't like my political views, don't worry about it. They're just views. That's it. Just things that I put together from everything presented to me out there in this massive matrix. And the matrix isn't just on the internet, it's in life itself, because you have to interact with other people who have different views and lifestyles. Nobody's ever going to agree continuously on every single subject under the sun. But we can agree to disagree in a respectful manner and treat one another the best we want. Treat people like we want to be treated, that kind of deal. If society ever comes to the point where humans finally get it, we'll work together. And we will accomplish great things. We're here in the year 2017, and we are lagging behind so far behind what we could potentially be doing right now. There's no reason to be going over there shooting people up and bombing nations. Those folks that are enjoying all this because they're making a lot of money, they're playing you like a banjo. You think you're not powerful, but you really are. You're more powerful than you can possibly imagine, because the words that come out of your mouth can literally send ripples across the land to start wars and fights. And they can also be used to spread love, hope. But until you get that, until the world gets that, we're just going to keep on doing this dance. We're going to keep on letting those so-called leaders, the notorious they, to do what it is that the notorious they do to us. That's the way it's going to be. So, I don't know whether any of the knights ever showed up. I'm going to put a message into the Knights of the Round Table to see if anybody wants in. You're welcome to call in, folks, anytime. I'm typing. Question mark. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, I've been trying to say all along, if we used what we have access to, we can fix this world. No matter what you believe, or who you believe in, or who you don't believe in, don't matter whether you're spiritual, religious, or whatever. Don't matter what your political views are. If you all got the same idea that you want everybody to have fairness and be able to do what you want to do and live happily ever after, if you want to bring about the heaven on earth, the utopia, whatever, you know, it ain't going to happen arguing. It ain't going to happen fighting and fussing. Peace never came from the end of the barrel of a gun. The good book talks about if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. If you think about that, that don't sound too pleasant. And so we get in wars and we fight and we die. Then we get reborn. We do it all over again somewhere else. Maybe next go around we're the roadkill on the road. We're the deer or the animals. And I'm sitting here talking like I believe in reincarnation, but I don't know. Do you? Does anybody know? Does anybody know the truth of all of reality? If you do, join me on the show and tell me. Tell me your truth. I'm not going to discourage your truth, because your truth might be the right truth and mine may not. All I do know is that common sense dictates, if you look out there into this world today, if it's as bad as what they said it is, we're all screwed. We're heading towards a calamity of epic proportions. And if the youth of today are talking about civil war, they've already been glorified via video games and TV that war is, cool. Violence is cool. And so, ain't got no problem going to war and shooting people up. Something disturbing when you see a video of a military person and you know that this is a real video, and then on the opposite side, somebody gets shot and you got somebody who just shot that somebody laughing about it. Like it's a game, it's fun, you know. Or even the sick way that Hillary Clinton wring her fingers or hands together like all in joy, talking about we came, we saw, and we killed him and that kind of stuff. Seriously? Is that somebody just died and you're all excited and happy about it? What kind of evil are you? What kind of sickness are you? It's just... I don't get it. If you want to work in harmony with nature, we can do that. Some of these other knuckleheads out there that find joy in terrifying people and just doing people wrong, those are the real sickness of humanity. Those are the drawbacks. Those are the folks that are hindering progress of all humans. Maybe we'll never get it right, because as long as people are allowed to get out there and propagandize these people, guys like George Soros can play Jerry Springer on the world, get out there and start a fight. Yeah, hey, you know, such and such said this about your God, and yeah, well, he said this about yours, and next thing you know, you got a jihad going on. I don't get it. Some folks want to blame it all on organized religion, and some folks want to blame it on government. Some folks want to blame it on a secret society. Some folks want to blame it on everybody but themselves. Nobody wants to take credit for their own part in humanity's downfall. Nobody wants to go out there and take the time to clean up their own environment. Nobody wants to get together and do what needs to be done to make this world better. The greed and the financial situation of mankind is just beyond belief. People would die for money. People would kill for money. And then we sit around and have these passionate debates and get angry at each other because we don't agree with which one said what. And so, sometimes people get killed over their beliefs. Sometimes people kill because of their beliefs. And as much as I hate to say it, people are the problem. All people of the world are the problem. And in the same breath, on the opposite side of the mirror, all people are the solution. We've been given an amazing gift, and if we utilize this gift and all the knowledge that we've acquired throughout all these years, and we did the right thing, we could literally solve homelessness and starvation. People don't have to starve. We allow them to. When I say we, I don't mean like you personally by yourself are in charge of that. I'm just saying if you have the opportunity to help somebody out and you do so, then that's the solution. If you just say it's out of sight, out of mind, it's not in my neighborhood, so why should I worry about it, then that's part of the problem. Because if you know that somebody's starving, something as simple as your words passed on to the next one, hey, look, there's somebody over in that side of the world that's hungry. Can you pass that word on and whoever's closest can give them something? Or if you've got the means, you physically take it to them yourself. See, part of being the knight of the round table is being a servant. Part of being a king is being a servant. Part of being a senator or a congressman or a police officer or any part of the government officials is to be a servant. If you're willing to serve other people and serve them for the right reasons, and you serve each other, you be good caretakers of the land, and you can bring about the heaven on earth that you want. I honestly do not believe that we were put down here to fail. I believe we were put down here to learn. I believe that we have the option to make the world a better place. And I think I'm going to continue to do what I can do even if it's only talking on this radio show. Put some common sense out there. I'm not judging you for your color or your beliefs. I'm not even going to try to convert you over to my way of thinking. I'm just going to tell you what I've learned throughout my life. My points of view. I'm going to put them on the table. And if that somehow or another benefits you, not indoctrinates you, but benefits you, that you get a little bit of extra knowledge out of the words that come out of my mouth, and it makes your life better, then I think I've become a pretty good servant. I serve my brothers and sisters out there in this world. I do everything I can to try to make their life better in order to make my life better. When you're happy, I'm happy. My spiritual beliefs don't always fall in line with everything that you're going to think about. My scientific views are based off of common sense and basic science, the things that I were taught throughout my entire life. If I discover that I'm wrong in any way, I'll do what I can to remedy that and share that information with everybody. I put the Knights of the Round Table together quite some years ago in order to bring people to the table, and you wouldn't believe how many people have actually come together from all over the world and at least sat down at the table and had a conversation with another. Conversations that otherwise would not have been possible years ago. Conversations we met people that we may never have been able to meet. We may never even be able to meet them physically. We just talk to them on a computer or something. And nonetheless, don't make them any less of good people. They're smart people. They're wise people. They're people that want to come together and have a picnic with you and your family and not go to war with each other. For the most part, people in this world are good-hearted people, but they also have the potential to be terrible people. You know, ain't not a one of us can change yesterday. But if we care enough about each other, we sure can change tomorrow. We can make this world a better place. I'm asking you to help me make this world a better place. I'm going to end today's Knights of the Round Table shortly. So it's going to be a 2-hour podcast today. Number one, I'm not feeling very well, and I got things that I have to accomplish in my life. But before I go, if you like anything you heard today, if you think somebody else needs this message, then send them a copy of the podcast. If you like the Knights of the Round Table, then join in there. It's easy to become a knight. All you got to do is make the call. And if you got a social media network that you're going to be out there on there, and you see all the craziness going on, you think they need to toast the common sense, and send them the links. Get them to come over here to ShazazRadio.com and talk to the other good people that's in the chat room. Get them to jump up here on the microphone to say their piece. Until a dialogue of reason is opened up, then we ain't got nowhere to start. You got some folks out there that are protesting something, send them over here. I'd love to talk to them. Looks like Barry wants to come in here, so I think I'm going to add Barry to the call. Well, add Barry to the call. I'm just going to call Barry because there ain't nobody in the call. Let's see this. How you doing there, Barry? We're live.
Good. You are? Well,
yeah.
I'm live too. I opened my eyes this morning and I saw sunlight. Well, so that was a good thing.
I was getting ready to end the show early because I have things that I need to accomplish, and I'm not feeling so well today, and I think I said everything I came here to say.
Well, I just got out of bed, Shaziz, so I slept in this morning.
So
I didn't hear anything you said.
Well,
I just thought I'd jump in here, but you're the only person in here this morning?
Yep, the other nights are either sleeping in or out fighting dragons or doing something, or, you know, maybe they just got discouraged or whatever. It's, you know, Barry, we've been doing the Knights of the Round Table. This is show number 215. And throughout all this time, I've talked to a lot of wonderful people, and we've come across a lot of wonderful solutions and ideas, and I'm sitting here trying to tell the world that right now we have every single thing necessary to resolve every single issue on this planet. And if we was to ever utilize everything that we have access to, then we could literally bring about a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak. Now, keep in mind, I'm not saying that, you know, in our belief, that there's a story that is unfolding before our very eyes. But we'll not know what time that's ever going to come about until it, you know, pretty much comes about. But with that said, right now, with all the gifts that we've been given, there's no reason for anybody to be starving to death. There's no reason for wars and sickness and all this stuff. We have all the tools, all the knowledge, and things on how to fix it. The problem lies in the humans themselves. You know, people out there that keep telling me that the world is overpopulated and we need to depopulate the planet. In reality, according to science, this world could withstand 9 times the population of the 9 billion that's on here right now. When this world, which our creator, whoever created this world right here, was smart enough to make this planet a self-contained biosphere, this planet will literally clean itself completely up. Long after man finally kills off every single species on the planet, long after the humans are all dead, 500 years after man, you can't tell we was hardly ever even there except for some fancy statues that survived the process. But a billion years later, if the evolutionists are correct, we'll be back again. Alright, we'll start off as little squiggly things and work our way up to fishes and then lizards and monkeys or whatever, and then come all the way back up according to the story of evolution. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, if we're created and all this stuff is going to come up to pass and the doomsday is going to come around and the savior is going to come through the sky, then regardless, you understand what I'm trying to point out here?
Well, yeah, exactly. This is, boy, I'm just getting my brain going here, buddy. That was quite a statement. I'm going to have to give you a good reply to that. We do have all the tools we need right now to fix the planet, but you know what, Shaziz, honestly, if we don't get on it really, really quick here, I don't think we're going to have a planet left to fix.
Well, that's the thing.
So right now, what I see is a society that's divided that we can't really see the true enemy that is at our door. And the enemy is not your friends and your neighbors, it's the governments that are running this planet, because their complicity and their actions right now are killing this planet. Literally killing the planet.
Yeah, but so see, Barry, the only portion that I disagree with you on that particular episode is, it's not the planet's time that's running out, it's the people's time, it's the wildlife out there. We will literally kill off all the species, including ourselves, with all the pollution and all the ridiculousness. But the designer of this earth, you know, for people to believe that we are actually powerful enough to destroy this is, in my mind, it's ridiculousness, because the way that this planet has been designed is a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions with all the resources necessary to resolve every single issue. We'll kill this planet off to the extent that we'll kill ourselves, but once we're completely gone, and this system cleans itself back up, there's not one chemical on this planet that man didn't put together that nature can't deteriorate. That's including radioactive materials. And eventually, the planet will clean it up without us. We won't be here. We won't have the deal. The point is, we should be like trying to save ourselves and work in harmony with this planet so that we stop losing species, because I like zebras, I like whales, I want to see them thrive, so I want my grandchildren to be able to see them. But we're going to kill them all off with our ignorance.
Yeah, we are. We are right now, because the die-off of mammals on this planet is unprecedented, and it's accelerating. So what are we really doing? What are we doing? As a species, what are we doing? Or as an entity on this planet, what are we doing? It makes no sense to me at all.
We're doing what Pete and Repeat in the boat was. You know, if Pete and Repeat's in a boat and Pete falls out, who'd be left? You know what I'm saying? This is what we're doing.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe some here in the world, maybe there were societies just like us that made it up high-tech and advanced, and then they destroyed themselves, and this has been a repetitive deal over and over. I don't know what the Creator's ultimate plan was. But I do understand that what we stand on is the most brilliant and the most beautiful. I mean, look at your body alone. I mean, how's that an accident? All right? And so if we're here to learn, we're not doing a good job of it, because we're still allowing people to starve to death. If somebody's starving in this world, it's not an accident. We're allowing this to happen.
Yeah, we are. Choco Chili wants to join us in about 5 minutes there, Shazuz.
Okay.
If you want to hang around for a while, he just was on a radio show in Texas, and he says he'd join us in about 5 minutes if you like. If you want to carry on a conversation, or if you have to go, we'll shut it down. But
you can add him.
I'm just getting warmed up here, so
you can add him.
I had my first sip of coffee here, so it's holy smokes, the brain, the eyes are starting to open here.
I'll hold in there as long as I can.
Well, my point is, Barry.
I understand your point of view, because I'm on pretty much on the same kind of plane there as far as spiritually and what we believe as far as our, you know, Christianity and stuff. But I give our Creator and I give our world a whole lot more credit than those who believe. Look, God to me is all powerful, all knowing, and all knowledgeable. Right, and this earth that we've got is not only one of the most amazing, it is the most amazing artwork in the history of history. It's beautiful. I mean, if you can't look out and see something going on in nature, such as a bee, you know, and then the complexity of it and the beauty of what's going on and how nature works in harmony with itself, and those particular areas are beautiful that you want to go see it, right? Well, throw humans in the mix and they come over and start tearing things up. But nonetheless, as much as we sit here and try to destroy this world is always going to do what it always does. And for those folks that think that we're ever going to run out of fossil fuel or water, you just weren't paying attention in science. There is absolutely no way physically possible for us to ever run out of what they classify fossil fuel. So this war on the environment will be a perpetuated, never-ending war. It's not physically possible for us to run out of water. The earth is three-quarters covered in water. Now, running out of fresh water to drink because everybody's being stupid and dumping toxic crud down the waterways is the one thing. You're going to pee and poo in your own fishbowl, but nonetheless, this planet was put together in such a fashion that nature will clean that water back up. But the question is, do you have enough time for nature to do the job necessary to do what nature does? Are you polluting faster than the time that humanity is allotted to get it right? You see what I'm saying?
Well, we're killing it faster than it's coming back. That's a fact.
Yeah.
The earth right now is asking us why we're doing what we're doing to it, because it is the sustenance of all life. God created this planet. He did a magnificent job, an unbelievable creation of everything, like you said, a self-sufficient entity that is beautiful. and we're destroying it.
Yeah.
So to me, it makes no sense when you come home at night and you turn on the TV and you watch a football game when we are seeing, like I said, the fastest die-off of species ever recorded on this planet. And, you know, the top scientists now in the world are screaming at the top of their lungs, buddy, that if we don't make major changes here in the next 3 to 4 years of human existence, we're not going to have life on this planet. And it will come back. I agree, Shaziz. If we kill it to the point where we are no longer on this planet, the planet will come back.
Yeah.
But we're just not going to be here to see it. And that doesn't make any sense, because I got grandchildren coming into this world that want to see what I saw.
That's right.
And they're not going to be able to get it right now at this point.
650 whales washed up ashore in New Zealand. That's a lot of whales.
It's happening everywhere. On the West Coast here, there's reports of them coming in on a regular basis. We just got a report now, Shaziz, that just absolutely, if this doesn't shock people to the core, then they really are asleep, that the sardines on the coast of British Columbia, I just read a report this morning before I got on here, they're virtually disappeared.
See,
there's virtually no sardines. I mean, there's still some out there, but the numbers, the commercial fisheries of sardines has been shut down in California, Oregon, Washington, and now British Columbia.
I shouldn't even read this
what
comment.
What is going on, folks?
I shouldn't even read this comment out, because it's pure ridiculousness. But there's a comment in the chat room that was basically referring to when I say that if people are starving, that it's because we allow it. And the person, I know who it is, but nonetheless, the person hungry is allowing it, is what they typed in there. Now, that's, to me, probably one of the most ludicrous things that I've ever heard in my entire lifetime. If you go and you look on the Knights of the Round Table, and you look at that little baby that's over there that they deem to be a witch, and so they won't feed him or take care of him, and he's starving, and he's full of parasites and stuff like that. That baby didn't allow it. All right, that baby was born into a world trusting that those of us who are the elders would take care of that baby until they were old enough to understand and take care of it for themselves, and then repeat that cycle for their children. And so, in this world, if there's starvation going on in this world, I don't care if it's an adult. I don't care if this is a homeless man that has his hand out and a sign that says, you know, give me money and buy me dope or beer or whatever. You see what I'm trying to say here?
Starvation on this planet should be non-existent, because if we took just the money that we spend on building weapons every year, we could feed this planet 10 times over. There is no need for starvation on the planet, but it doesn't fit their agenda, Shaziz.
Yeah, I know, but see,
they're allowing this to go on.
The thing is, the notorious they, you know, we got to find out who the notorious they are.
Well, they're the guys behind the curtains, and we know who they are, Shaziz. But people don't know who the guys behind the curtains are. They have no idea what you're talking about, guys behind the curtains. They trust their government.
Don't write filthy language in my chat room, because I will delete it. And I will ban you. Do not do that.
Yeah, that's not necessary. We don't have to use bad language to get our thoughts across, guys.
Yeah.
If you want to express a thought, express it on a civil language, on a civil basis, and we will talk to you anytime. We'll talk to anybody about any issue. But foul language isn't acceptable around here.
Because we're trying to make the world a better place, and, you know, I'm not going to sit around and have a debate about what foul language is, because you should already understand that with yourself, that, you know, certain words out there aren't necessary to get your point across. It basically diminishes your argument. Look, there are people out there in this world in need, and that's what I was told. I'm 51 years old, and throughout the entirety of my 51 years, I've seen commercials about starving children in the world. It doesn't take no 51 years to get your act together to end these starvations and end the wars and end the homelessness and the poverty. You know, you getting mad at people and cursing them out and telling people, you know, you're stupid, you're stupid. All you guys are doing is bouncing each other back and forth. That's it. The divide and conquer between races and beliefs and lack thereof and political views and all that isn't going to change the fact that no matter how you look at it, if this world is what it is told to us, it's portrayed, we got 650 whales washing ashore and dying. We need to know why that's happening. You see what I'm saying?
Well, we know why it's happening, Shaziz, but what is the human race doing about it? I mean, really, what are we doing?
If you know why it's happening and you don't address the problem, see, the problem is the notorious they. You know, who are they? Now, we hear that all the time. They always say, they did this. You know, the secret societies, the warmongers of the earth or whatever, the financial institutions that are allowed to run amok, that guide this world under some sort of weird views. You know, I get so frustrated every single time I hear anybody talk about how this world is overpopulated. Because they apparently didn't pay attention in science, they apparently didn't pay attention in life in general. This earth could withstand 9 times the population. I mean, there's 9 billion people on this planet. We could put 9 billion more, 9 times over, and everybody still would have enough to eat and drink and do everything and live in luxury until you got to the point where everybody was like all crunched in together and you couldn't even breathe and all that kind of stuff. When it gets to that point, nature will create a bug and kill off how many ever is necessary to balance nature back out. So nature's got this. Now we don't have the time to sit around and wait to clean our messes that we made up. Nature's going to take the time to do what nature does, and nature will clean that mess up. But we don't have the time to sit idly by. We should be out there assisting nature and trying to fix this mess that we made. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree. How you doing there, Mr. Ocelli? Thanks for popping in.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to what Shaziz was saying, and man, you know, we don't need to assist nature. We need to stop hindering it. We need to stop doing these things that are just counterproductive, I mean, to all things, right? The constant runoffs of every single chemical into the water, into the earth, into the... I mean, it's absolute... I don't get it, you know? It's sort of like contaminating all of the soil on your own property so that it glows at night, and then expecting something to happen so you can keep living in the house. We've only got one planet that I know of, you know, where we can exist at this point. I don't understand why nobody, you know, en masse is really doing the work that needs to get done. It's amazing. I mean, there are people out there that are doing stuff. You guys talked about the whales when I first started to hear what you were saying, and we did a show on that not too long ago, Barry, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, and the acceleration of die-offs of whales, I'm watching it on a regular basis here, guys. It's every day now we're hearing about reports. Well, you know, really, at this point, the way I see it right now, the whole human race has to unify against this destruction of our planet. If we don't, we're not going to have a planet to live on. As Shaziz said, the planet will always be here. And in thousands of years, life will come back. But we're just not going to be here to experience it. And our grandchildren aren't going to get to have the life that we had. So right now, the most important thing in my life is to try and get people, not by putting fear in their heart, but making them aware that if we don't turn off the TV and start paying attention to what's going on to our environment, we aren't going to have a planet to live on. And that's not too far in the future, according to some of the top scientists in the world.
Yeah.
Now they're screaming at the top of their lungs.
The clock isn't ticking for the planet. It's ticking for humanity.
Ticking for us.
That's it.
And it's ticking for every living organism on this planet right now, because we're looking at a complete die-off of all life on the planet in the very near future if we keep going the way we are.
At the stage we're at right now in technology and knowledge, I would rather not have to start over as a caveman or some little squiggly thing in the ocean a million years from now or a billion years from now. I kind of like to take what we got right now utilize it properly, and finally become enlightened enough to know that we can literally work in harmony with nature. We don't have to pollute nature to get the comforts that we enjoy. And as far as the vastness of all the land and the resources, we got enough to make sure that everybody's got food, but we've allowed a tiny minority of the people that they keep calling they, all right? The theys of the world is the one that's making this doggone mess, but I also got to point out, too, it's the yous of the world that's making the mess, too, because you're allowing they to manipulate you to the point where you're sitting there arguing with each other and hating each other because you either look differently or you act differently or you dress differently or you got a different belief that I got. And instead of us becoming enlightened enough to understand that until we come together, not as a one world government or a one world religion, but a one world idea that we gotta do unto others as we'd have them do unto us, and we gotta do unto nature as we'd have nature do unto us. Until we get that, we're gonna keep doing the same thing over and over again. We're gonna continue to see the same news, the same wars, the same sicknesses. My God, Barry, you've spoken many times about mushrooms that have healing qualities. You've spoken about all the different qualities of hemp. Those are natural cures that in some societies are taboo. You know? And they shouldn't be. Yep. It should all be on the table. Everything out there that has any potential benefit to making life better physically for somebody or whatever, you know, to make them healthy or give them that opportunity should be on the table. But for money purposes, reasons, or whatever, that the corporations don't want you giving out a cure to cure the common cold. It's 2017, and we can't cure the common cold. Are you kidding me?
But we can sure make some good weapons, buddy.
Yeah, we can make weapons that'll give somebody doggone disease or syphilis or whatever, you know.
Right.
I mean, we got that kind of terrible capabilities to literally put on total destruction. Imagine if we could focus those energies instead of bombing the crap out of each other. We take those energies and we focus it towards building people up and lifting them up. Wouldn't you have like less terrorists in the world if they thought, hey, well, he's a nice guy. They come on, built me a house and gave me some food, and you know, I kind of like the way they look. You know, I kind of like the way they act. You know, we're not. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Well, see, now this gets into a very strange area, Shaziz, and you know what it is? It's about identity. And here I'm here I go, not making friends again, Barry. When you challenge somebody's identity, this is what the problem is. I am this and that and the third thing, and I've adopted these labels, whatever they may be. They may be religious labels, they may be political labels, they may be national labels. When you are clutching onto that as your identity and ignoring the fact that you are a creature on this planet that has the same concerns as every other creature on this planet when it comes to, gee, it seems as though we all require water, we all require air, we all require sun, we all require the earth to provide things. Without that being the unifying factor, okay, that is primary in people's minds, okay, they just retreat to these prescribed identities. So when you go there, it's this is us, and now there is a them. It doesn't matter if the them is someone who is allegedly worshiping the wrong god, allegedly following the wrong lifestyle, allegedly whatever. We need to come down to this idea that that most of this stuff has been constructed to keep us compartmentalized, separated from one another, and at each other's throats.
Sure.
Because so long as we are at each other's throats, they, them, those people, well, whoever they may or may not be, Shaziz, is irrelevant, because the problem is us.
We're allowing them, the days of the world, we're allowing them to literally indoctrinate us. Look, I gave this example earlier that people were running around, they was using terminology and label like homophobes, xenophobes, racist, and all that kind of stuff. They heard it on TV, and it sounded to them like they were trying to go out and fight for justice. But in reality, all they did was repeat something that's not even the truth. You know, they got petitions on the doggone government website to get rid of the sitting president. That president up there is only going to be able to do what the people out there, you know, will work with him to get done. I mean, he could get his own agenda through. He could actually, you know, be a second Hitler. I'm not saying he is, because I don't think he is, but you understand what I'm trying to say? All right, if we the people want something done, it has to be a case that we get up and do it ourselves. You're not going to be able to rely on any government, any politician or supposed representative, state, Congress, parliament, whatever. The fighting amongst each other, that's not getting nothing done. The going out there to save the trees with a wooden stick and a paper sign, that's not getting anything done. Going down there getting your hands dirty and cleaning out your own local streams, now that's getting something done. Going out there planting a tree, now that's getting something done. Holding these people's feet to the fire when they lie to you, and stop watching their shenanigans and watch their ratings and their wallets drop to the dirt, and that's going to get something done. Paying attention to what's going on in your politics to the extent where you respectfully point out your views to the other party or whatever like that, that's getting things done. But going out there rioting, busting out windows, starting fires, and abusing each other, the only thing that's accomplishing is giving they the more power that they were trying to get to begin with. You just helped them out. We got to restore order, so we're going to send in the cops and the military, and we're going to bust some heads and throw some people up in jailhouse. You didn't accomplish nothing. You could have done something.
And meanwhile, you know, being ignored right now is that the they, the them, the us, all this equation has led to things like, guess what? 120 people have already been killed in the United States in interactions with the police.
Yeah.
This year. See? Why is that being allowed to go on? Well, these lives matter. Those lives matter. Let's get something very straight. To the system which is there to simply perpetuate itself, no lives matter.
No lives matter.
That's right.
Okay? So if we come up with that concept and we, you know, look, you want to break it down racially this way, that way, who's disproportionately represented? Well, in 2016... what they call Native Americans were being disproportionately killed in police custody. Did you hear that story anywhere?
Nope.
The only guy I heard say it was me. And then there was one woman who says it in alternative media circles. That's it. Outside of that, though, nobody even bothered to take a look at what was happening. I lost track at about, 600 and some odd people that were killed in interactions with the police in the United States. This is law and order? I don't think so. So, you know, there's so many different directions to go in, but what is always ignored is that if we were to stand together on the common ground that actually exists, we might actually accomplish something. You're exactly right. If you actually get your hands dirty on a local level and take care of certain things on a local level, a whole lot of problems evaporate. If you decouple yourself from these things you disagree with, if you start removing yourself from supporting the things that you know are detrimental to you, the environment, your fellow man, whatever, if you start doing that, we might accomplish something. But people are too lost in the propaganda, okay, thinking that they need to side with this person or that person or with this label or that label. I'm a conservative. These liberals are the problem. The conservatives are the problem. The Republicans, the whatever. They're not the problem.
Well,
you are.
Let me point something out to kind of back up what you just said. There's some individuals out there right now of the younger generation talking about civil war. And I don't think they understand the implications of what a second civil war here in the United States would entail. Now, there was a terrible war that went on back in the day that they called Vietnam. And that war, nobody won that war. All right? There's some terrible things that went on in that war that were, like, just totally against all that is humane. The things that were done to people and one another in that war, you didn't know who was the enemy. It wasn't like a standing army where everybody, the red coats or the blue coats or what, anything like that. There wasn't no structure in this. It was just basically a free-for-all. And everybody, even innocent people, got hurt in the process because nobody knew who they could trust. It was that messed up of a deal. Now I want you to take that scenario and place it in the United States. You've got all kinds of different clubs and biker gangs and, you know, gangs in general. You got police, you got military bases all over the place. Now you imagine a free-for-all such as the one over there. You would know who the cops were because they were wearing uniforms. You'd know who the army was because they were wearing uniforms. But what you wouldn't know is which side of that army uniform that person standing on politically, whether they were going to attack their own citizens or try to defend their own citizens against their own military. So you would have the military breaking up in several different factions of who was going to have the power when it was all said and done. Meanwhile, you'd have all these gangs fighting for territory. If you ever want to see what it would look like for a second civil war here in the United States, I'm begging you, go watch the entire series of the Jericho. Go watch the whole thing and ask yourself that tough question. Would you want to live with your family in those type of conditions? To where this town was bunkered in, that town was bunkered in, these two towns are warring against each other for resources. Meanwhile, you've got two separate militaries coming out there trying to regain order and regain power. And you've got to just watch it and pay close attention to everything that is said or done in there, including when it comes down to the scene about the new school books coming in by the new people who are in control.
Mm-hmm. No, and you know what? I'm glad that you used the Vietnam War to try and explain this. Let me give people a couple of numbers real fast. Official statistics show that, 58,000 Americans were killed in that conflict, right?
Yeah.
Now, the range of deaths, the body count on the Vietnamese side, is anywhere from 1 to 4 million. Do you understand that?
That's a lot.
So, now, let's just go with the low-ball official number and say it was a million people. So what you're telling me is that you could not achieve victory when 58,000 are lost on your side and 1 million are lost on the alleged enemy side. The truth about the Vietnam War is it was a civil war. Why does nobody talk about it? Well, it doesn't fit with the current narrative because terrorism was going on in Vietnam, and lo and behold, there were no Muslims. These were Catholics and Buddhists fighting each other. Okay? That's what the United States interjected itself into. And gee, wonder what would happen and what kind of devastation could be caused if we had a civil war here and another foreign nation interjected itself into the situation.
Sure.
Before the U.S. and the French were there, they got their butts handed to them sufficiently. I'm being nice. They got their butts handed to them sufficiently. And then the United States went in. And what was the grand result from the Vietnam War? Not very much, except, well, unless you want count those who profited off of the proliferation of the heroin trade,
sure,
which did rather well during that time period.
Not to mention how much money they made off of guns. You know how much money they made off of?
The military made millions.
Yeah. And here's
there's that too. No, listen. Kellogg, Brown, and Root made plenty of money. Right?
Yeah,
you know, those you know, Bell Helicopter made plenty of money. There was plenty of money to be had from the military-industrial complex itself, but hey, that's the case in any war. Right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that the end result, what did we achieve there?
Nothing.
No victory. A bunch of damage and by the way, I didn't even count the more than 1 million men returned to the American society mutilated either psychologically or physically by that same conflict. I wonder if that had any resonant effect on, oh wait, my generation. Yeah, it did. These were our fathers, these were our uncles, these were our grandparents, and gee, do you think that had something to do with undermining the American family structure? Probably.
And here's one other factor that I'd like to point out to those folks out there advocating a civil war here in the United States. If you go back to the original civil war that occurred here in the United States, very few people even fought in that war. Contrary to popular belief, it wasn't everybody and his brother fighting. It was very few people that fought. It was a small percentage of the American people. And the weapons that they had today, back in them days, they didn't even scratch the surface of the firepower that is available to the average Joe out here. And you're not just talking about guns. You're talking about grenades and launchers and weapons of mass destruction on an epic scale. Do you think that some of these preppers ain't stocked up for the zombie apocalypse? You better think again. And the bad guys out there, of course, they're going to be ready too. They got the 9mm Uzis and the Tech 9s or whatever you want to call them, AK-47s and all that. You're looking at weaponry that we only should have been seeing in the military as far as that goes, but, you know, the average Joe got it as well. So,
well, let me interject a thought there, Shaziz. You know, that going to a civil war, I believe, is what the government is pushing the American people to, because I honestly believe that when it comes to that point, they're going to bring out a couple weapons that we've never even seen or heard of before, and they're going to unleash them on the human race, and all our guns and all our rocket launchers and grenades are going to become useless split second.
See, here's the thing.
Because you know what, Shaziz? They have weapons that we don't know about. Their technology that they have is way ahead of what we know. That's all I'm saying.
You're right, but here's
the
thing.
Don't go to a civil war. We can't do that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You're right, but here's the thing. Before the government actually steps in and does their new technology and stuff like that, you done depopulated each other. You done killed off your neighbors and your brothers and your sisters and your friends and your children. You did that because if you allow a second civil war to start off here in the other in this country, guess who loses? It ain't the global elite that loses. It's you. Period.
Well, that's right. Let me just add and piggyback onto what you're saying here. Let's remember this too. There's people like me in the United States. Canada better build a wall, by the way, Barry, because if this comes to pass, if this is actually the strategy, there's going to be a lot of trouble. It's not like I am unaware of how to build explosive devices. It's not like there will not be individuals like me trying to resist, and who knows what will happen there. All sorts of chaos can get loose. A lot of innocent people will get killed. A lot of people who want nothing to do with the conflict will get killed. Pushing for this kind of thing is absolutely insane, because as you said, the body count rises. Who actually benefits, right? Not us, not we the people, I guarantee it. Am I correct, Shaziz?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. Look, the best time to stop it is before it ever even starts, because we don't want to go down that road. And I'm begging and pleading for those folks out there listening right now. Take some time out of your life. Go sit down and watch the video series called Jericho. I saw it on Netflix. And there's several episodes of it, but I'm begging you, watch that deal and try to put yourself in a position of thinking about your family actually having to live through that, and then start talking to your friends out there who are talking about civil war and fighting a Democrat against Republican or whatever, all this kind of stuff, racial tensions and stuff. You need to start talking some common sense to people, because if it comes down to it and you have to live through a Jericho-styled world to where they're in 26 cities, a government throws nukes out there on their own people in order to blame, ironically enough, they blame Korea for doing it. All right? That's kind of a spoiler to the deal, but nonetheless, nukes on our own property. Thousands of people dying instantaneously. The rest of them having to try to bring about some sort of organization to get things going. You've got little towns, little pockets all over the place where a town is fighting against a town. You can't even leave your own doggone town. People in your own town might be killing you for your resources. And if you want some more resources, you got to go over and try to take it from somebody else who trying to keep what they got. Alright? I don't see any, especially the youngest generation out here right now, the people that's like 20 years old or older, just slightly older than that. Some of these guys out here don't even know how to change a tire on a car. How are you going to fare in that episode? And I've heard people say, well, I'm not stuck enough for the apocalypse. I'll just wait around for all heck to break loose, and I'm going out and I'm taking mine. Sure you are. You're going to go over and take it from the biggest, baddest guy on the block, and he's either going to mop you or that little skinny guy that you underestimated, he's going to put you in your grave. And you better think about that before you say, I'm going to wait till the apocalypse happens. I'm going to go out and take what I got, because once you go out and take somebody else's stuff, you think somebody ain't at your back door getting ready to take what you just took from them? You don't want to live in that type of world. All right? We're trying to avoid that.
Well, the other thing to discourage this is just, look, philosophically, when you loose such a chaotic, violent conflict in any area, all that results, at best, is that the most violent, okay, the most deceptive, the most destructive element is usually the one who winds up in control of the situation afterwards.
That's right.
Okay, so the biggest and baddest guy who's taking lives and doing all that, well, you know, he's going to run his area. And who's going to achieve victory, who's going to actually end up holding the keys to things afterwards is what? The one who is able to win by attrition, the one who is able to, you know, who is able to cause the most destruction quickly and herd the masses. Because, you know, you think about false flags now, people discuss them now. Well, again, taking a look back at the Vietnam conflict, the Vietnamese, who were allegedly the enemy, would turn around and bomb things like radio stations, hospitals, other civilian targets, and blame it on the supposed enemy.
Yeah.
What would that do? It would take the public sentiment and say, well, look, these guys are willing to bomb anything, anywhere. They're killing women and children. So what would you do if that was happening in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods, the next city over? You'd probably pick up arms and go get involved and get yourself mowed down, which is exactly what happened in Vietnam. And I dare say you can find these elements in any major conflict in the 20th century easily. But, you know, I'm a crazy man, right?
No, you're not. I don't want to live in a world like that. And Barry don't want to live. Look, we all old enough. We got grandchildren and children. We don't want our children to go up in a society such as that. For those folks out there, I'm going to repeat it again. Go watch the series. I'm begging you. And then come on the show and talk to me about it. Tell me why it is that you would want your family to go through that. Because as I watch this series unfold, and I'm watching all the things that mainstream media and alternative media and social media networks are telling me that's going on in this world, and I'm thinking, my God, what a waste. What a complete and utter waste. You gotta watch it, folks. You really gotta take it to heart and see the possibilities. Not to fear monger yourself, but to sit there and get a better perspective on the path that we're heading down. If you don't like the president, good. Alright? Don't like the president. Watch him hold his feet to the fire. But keep in mind, if you somehow or another manage to get this man booted out of office, you're going to set a precedent that will get the next guy booted out of office and the next guy, because everybody is going to do the same thing you just did. And essentially, eventually, there ain't going to be no more president. Finally, somebody's going to have to come up there. The head of the military is going to say, look, we can't take this anymore. We're taking over. All right? And you got to fight them now. You see what I mean?
Interesting thought.
Yeah, because there was this little power structure once called the Roman Empire. And I appreciate Roman history. I really do. But at one point, the emperor was being, you know, in a position where they would overthrow an emperor and then sell it to the next military general who had enough gold to offer for the throne, okay? And over again, you see, if you take a look at Roman history, you'll see a succession of these emperors who had, you know, rules of a couple of weeks, a month, a couple of days, so on and so forth. And why? Because once it was established that you could buy and then assassinate buy the throne and then assassinate the guy who bought the throne, well, this is a problem, isn't it? It creates a cycle.
I saw a funny video that reminds me of just exactly what you explained. It was like an old Western style deal, and the gangs were running amok in this old Western style deal, and so they would sucker some guy into giving him the sheriff badge and saying, "Giving you here, you're the sheriff. You're in control now." Well, They already, when the guy got handed the badge, the Undertaker's over there building his, he comes over and measures him with a tape measure and is over there building his coffin already. He just got the job. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Well, same concept.
Yeah.
Same concept, yes. So
eventually, nobody wants to be president because it's your life expectancy just went south. And that's putting it as nice as I can.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'm asking everybody out there, look, we got everything we need. Stop worrying so much about the earth, because we can fix it if we actually get together and start cleaning up our own messes, all right? And as far as the major messes out there, we're running out of time. It's as simple as that. Basic science, basic math will tell you that if you kill off the Pacific Ocean and you change the weather, think about this for a second. People don't look at things mechanically like I do for some reason. The thing about how heat rises and cold falls, you understand that basic science concept? All right, you're putting hot water into an ocean, right? And that hot water, because of its radioactivity, is literally heating up that section of the water. When that happens, the cool water and the hot water, they cause a reaction between each other. So you can literally cause the Gulf Stream to shift over, even if it's only a foot or two. That's going to change the weather all the way down the line. All right? And when that happens, that heat will transfer up into the atmosphere, and now you've got cold air and hot air mixing. We know what happens when we mix cold air and hot air to the extremes. We get a tornado or a cyclone or a hurricane or whatever you want to call it. All right, so on some scale, we can affect our environment enough to cause destruction for our neighbors all the way down the line. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the process of that, and like the BP oil spill, when they're dumping tons and tons of corexit down in the ocean that's supposed to break up the oil, did they ever factor in all the wildlife and the microbes and the fish and the starfish and stuff like that they have oil in their body that might have an adverse effect on them? Once they start dying off, those little deals right there, the food chain starts to collapse, because now birds don't have food in that general area, and you see birds and penguins and whatever starving to death, sea lions starving to death, because what they were normally used to eating just got whacked because their food died because of this chemical that they keep dumping in the dang ocean. And so it starts a domino effect all the way down the line, and eventually that food chain comes back to guess who? You.
Mm.
And
well, we are we're seeing it accelerate right now, Shaziz. So, when I talk to people about this at this point in my life, I'm trying to put a sense of urgency into people about identifying these problems now, because, like I said, we don't have a lot of time, I believe, honestly, to deal with these problems. Go ahead.
Well, what we need to do is to seriously get serious about talking to our neighbors. And I mean, don't go over there and say, look, the world's coming to an end tomorrow because they're going to look at you like you're all crazy and stuff. Point it out to them, walk away, and let them think about it. It's as simple as that. Go try to ram it down your doggone throat, you're going to get the same. But I don't ever want to talk to that guy, he's nuts. All right? And as far as all these protesters out there, I want anybody who has any connection with any environmentalist out there to come sit down at the Knights of the Round Table and have a conversation with me. I will tell you how to fix this whole entire mess. And it ain't going to be with you out there with the protest sign throwing bricks through somebody's window. That's not going to get nothing done, because once you started that tire fire in the deal, I thought you was protesting against climate change, okay? Well, you just started a tire fire. That changed the climate in that area, right?
Mm.
And plus, not to mention the long-term health effects of those microbes of rubber floating around in the air that people are breathing in. You ever heard of black lungs disease, like they get in the caves and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what that was caused by. Might have been something to be with dust floating around in the air, right? Long-term health effects. Hey, look, somebody make a call out to all the environmentalists of the world, people that love the planet, want to save the planet. I'll tell them how to fix it. It's a simple concept. We'll sit down, we'll work it out. I'll show you how to protest the right way. You want to get things done? You ain't going to get it done protesting the guys and gals with guns or standing outside the government office and with your pitchforks and all that, because all they're going to do is send in the troops and pepper spray you, beat you toothless, haul you off to jail, charge you fines. You know how much money the government makes every time you protest just by arresting you alone? You know how much the insurance companies make? Because they'll have to pay out a claim to this individual, but they'll jack your price up higher so that they can cover their cost. You just made it harder on yourself. If you're going to play chess with somebody, at least know the rules of the game and play it on their level. You see what I mean?
Yeah, well, the problem is they are playing chess, and the game is actually 3D chess, Shaziz.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is. You know, they see the linear action. Well, I've got to get heard. And yes, yes, indeed, you do got to get heard. That is a true and honest and purely good direction to go in. However, your strategy may not be sound,
yeah.
Okay? I can go out onto a street corner right now and scream at the top of my lungs for the next hour if I'd like, and surely some people will hear me. But is that the wise thing to do? Is it not going to eventually get me arrested? Is it not going to disturb the peace in some way where my message is not being heard, only the disturbance is heard? Right?
Yeah.
So you got to think about these things in a more sophisticated manner. At all times, I say.
That's right.
If you want to beat them,
you got to hit them where it hurts the most. You got to hit them in the wallet. I mean, just stop going to their stores and buying their stuff. Stop watching their shows and watch their ratings hit the dirt. If you think I'm wrong, go back and look at some old news broadcast 2 or 3 years prior to the present day, all right? And listen to the things that they would or wouldn't say on the news. Now listen to the modern day news media. They are paranoid. They are struggling. They're actually out there defending themselves and saying, well, calling us fake news is the equivalent of using a slang term against race or something like that. It's hurtful for you to tell us that we're fake news, you know, because we're journalists. Well, really? See, you wouldn't got yourself in that position had you been years ago telling the truth from the start to finish.
Well, see, journalism died in this country around the time they decided to make it a for-profit industry as opposed to a public service.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, when it was bought out.
Exactly. When they removed, and here we go with government regulation, but here's where it actually did some good. There was something called the Fairness Doctrine in America. Okay, where if you had someone on to push a particular point of view, you had to have the opposite person on. Also, news was one of those things that was required of you to have an FCC license. Okay, it was something that you devoted an hour to a night. The reason why those nightly news broadcasts happened is because it was your public service in exchange for having the right to use the public's airways.
Well, right now we literally have the potential using what you're talking about there about the public airways and stuff like that. We have the potential to literally shut them down without ever even remotely getting violent or without them even knowing we shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
They got advertisers that need to put their product out there so that they can send them out to all the different viewers. If you're watching that, you're supporting that. If you turn it on just to see what's going on in the news and that ad comes across there, they just got paid. You stop watching their news, you start focusing in on people out there that you trust in media, and you listen to their news right there, you only support the individuals that you have a full... If I don't like the way Walmart does business, I won't spend my money at Walmart. Walmart mm-hmm. eventually lose because if people start walking away from major stores that are abusing people or buying products of questionable origins, you hit them in the wallet. Once you do that, the tax money that the government's used to from sales tax ain't getting no more. They can't afford their wars anymore. The money that you spend anywhere out there, you stop spending your money. You stop, essentially their money. You stop spending it, right? Put it in your bank. Let it just sit there. Watch the bankers get rich off of your interest. All right? Take your money out the doggone bank if you hate the bank. You hit him right as hard as you can in the wallet, and if everybody and his brother was of that same mindset, and then the government comes to you, now like the mainstream media is coming to you, all trying to get you to be their friend again, then you tell them, they said, look, this is why we did what we did to you, is because you lied to us, you propagandized us, you sent our children over to wars, and you just caused destruction out there. We're trying to work with the planet, and save the planet and each other, and we're trying to live in harmony while you guys are out there trying to make some money. Well, guess what? Your money just went away. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Very simple concept. Very simple concept, but it works. You know, small pieces out of the big cog that's running over us makes a difference. I've said that many times. Like, don't shop at Walmart. Support local people. Talk within your community and set up people that will actually support each other. And I see that happening in terrorists right now. People are really becoming different in their thinking. It all comes from grassroots, guys. It really does. I honestly believe that if enough grassroots movements got going in the country, the ripple down effect through the corporations would totally bring them back in line.
What?
And we'd see the changes.
I agree with you. We're down to the wire. It's about that time again. But before we go anywhere, I just want to say one last thing so that you know that you got hope out there, is that this particular election, whether you like Trump or don't like Trump, that's neither here nor there to the overall picture of the deal. Something happened this time around that never happened before. The average Joe who started their own TV and radio network out there made such a huge difference that the entire foundation of the globalist elite, the governments of the world, was shaken to their very core. And that is the power of the people when they decide to use it. Anybody disagree with that?
Chuck?
Well,
your thought on that comment? Yeah, I know where you're going.
I've got to say that it seems to me like we didn't make enough of an impact because we still have very much the same players in play. But what it did reveal is the possibility.
Yeah.
There is a way to do this, and, you know, not just to skew the situation, but we could actually affect a change if we can begin to set those brush fires in people's minds ourselves,
yep,
as opposed to trying to repurpose the direction that they got from the mainstream stupidity. We would have something else. We might have actually had a legitimate individual running who had, you know, us in their ear instead of what we have now, which is, you know, slightly different corporatists still giving beneficial things to big pharma and the banks and everything else. We might actually have somebody who says, well, I'm here to be a minister to the people. That might have happened. But the potential is there, and it's always there, because at every moment we have another choice, and every choice we make changes the trajectory.
Well, Stephen Gibbons posted a comment in the chat room, said, Jericho is fear porn in places where destruction has taken place as people do not go on, like the program. Jericho is in Haiti and the Philippines and countless places where disaster has struck. There is more than enough evidence that people come together and help each other, not rip each other off, others to shreds, killing each other the first chance they get. He's correct, but look, man, if you don't, just watch it. See the possibilities. I'm not saying that the majority of the people out there in this world aren't good-hearted people. People do come together in tragedies. It's the knuckleheads out there burning down stuff that's the problem. You see what I'm saying? It ain't the good people of the world that want to go to war. Look, criminals don't follow the law. That's why they're called criminals. They're not going to stop shooting people. They're not going to stop robbing and killing people. They're going to keep on doing what they're doing as long as the status quo is okay. The first murder in history that, according to my beliefs, was with a stone. Somebody killed somebody with a rock. Hey, it's not the gun that did it. It's not the stone that did it. It was the man that picked it up and decided to take another person's life. And we got to come to that general understanding. And we got to stop protesting in our doggone streets and start protesting with the real power, which is our words to our neighbors and our actions to our neighbors, and the doggone dollar bill that everybody seems to want to fight and die over.
Well, criminals will always be criminals, and they will seek to dominate others for their own benefit. That's a constant. But, you know, the bigger, smarter, elite criminals, they buy the law. So it's all subverted in that way, and the only way to deal with it is to stop participating in feeding these people,
yep.
No matter what level they're on, whether it's the guy on the corner selling poison or it's the guy in Washington pushing it.
Yeah.
Okay? So there you go.
Well, there you go, folks. You've been listening to tonight's roundtable. That's some solutions on the table. It's simplicity in my mind, and I'm sure your guys' mind as well, what actually needs to be done. It's going to have to be the average Joe to do it, because you're not going to get it from any representation. The best representation is you. Your actions, your communities, your neighbors, spread it out like the plague. If you like these podcasts, share them. I'm not here sitting here trying to scare people in the world. I'm sitting here trying to talk some common sense to you, because 650 whales coming up on the shore, is that natural? Birds dropping out of the sky, fish going belly up, environment looking sick, people looking sick, is that natural?
Sure.
You know, and people out there fighting each other, governments abusing their own people, people abusing their own people, is... If we're ever to reach true enlightenment, all right, if we're ever to go to a higher level of existence, we got to get something together. We got to get our act together, because we're in the year 2017 and there's still somewhere in this world a starving baby. There's still somewhere in this world a baby that don't have his mom and dad because they were caught in a war zone. There's still people in jail that probably shouldn't be in jail. There's people out of jail that probably should be in jail, vice versa. The world has gone freaking nuts.
I have to laugh, Shazam, because it is. We see a world right now that is a total state of chaos. No matter where you look, you seem to see chaos, whether it's wars or weather or this or that. It's an accumulation of chaos right now. So right now I think it's really important that we keep our feet on the ground and focus on what we can focus on. The rest of it will drive you insane if you try and focus on it.
Yep.
I'm not kidding. I try and only focus on what I can actually do right now and make changes. Sure, we all have to look at what's going on around us, but it is a conglomeration of chaos right now on this planet, and it's all by design. It's all done by design. And we see an acceleration right now, so let's just keep our feet on the ground.
Yeah.
Period. Great show today, guys.
What about
Thanks
you,
for
Chuck?
Coming in.
You got anything
Thanks
last?
For coming in, Chuck. I love your input, but
oh, anytime, Barry. Thank you for having me.
You got anything last to say there, Chuck?
Oh, there's always more to say. She's in.
Plug your show too. plug your show too.
Yeah, plug Chuck. Your show.
All right. Well, I do a little something called the Ocelli Effect. You can find it out there. I've got a website. It's Ocelli.com, spelled Ocelli.com. Put out about 5 podcasts a week out of there, sometimes more. And tomorrow night, Barry is actually be my co-host on there, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. It airs live. But who knows what we're going to do tomorrow night, Barry.
I got something in mind.
Ah, okay.
I'll share with you.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Everybody out there, just practice common sense. Practice fire safety, electrical safety. Practice all kinds of safety. And practice what you preach. Get out there and help your neighbors. Love your neighbors, and you'll find that your neighbors will love you back if you do it the right way. Love the planet. The planet will love you. Take care of one another. Feed the fishes. Don't pollute them. And so on and so forth. It's all common sense. You can go a long way if you use a little bit of common sense. That's
Amen.
Simple. Peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Knights of the Roundtable. If you like this podcast, share it out there on your social media networks. That's how we get things done. Get it out there. Get the word out there. Let people know. Come to the table. Let's get this resolved. I want to see all the people from the environmental activist groups. I want them to sit down at the table, and we will sit here with our brilliant minds of all the people we bring together, and we will troubleshoot, and we will find a solution that will put...
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. by hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh.
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're rock and bad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Hear ye, hear ye. King Shaziz the Terrible. All rise for King Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.